wants to commence this evening with hymn 1085. Hence, vain intruding world, depart, no more allure nor vex my heart. Let every vanity be gone, I would be peaceful and alone. 1085.
Thank you. Shall we read together this evening from the Word of God, reading first Exodus chapter 33, and then reading Psalms 16 and 17. The book of the Exodus, chapter 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart, and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, Say unto the children of Israel, Ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come unto you into the midst of thee in a moment, and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle, and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up, and stood every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses, until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also, that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shalt not be seen. Shall we now turn to the book of the Psalms? The book of the Psalms, and read together Psalm 16 and 17. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvellous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against thee. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me. From my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in a secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. From men which are at thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal Lord God, thou who rulest the heavens and the earth, thou in whose hand are each of our lives, from the youngest to the eldest. Thou who dost permit each breath that we take. O Lord, we would pray. O Lord, as we have read of the desire of the psalmist unto thee, unto those things concerning eternity, that it might be with us this night, that by thy power, O Holy Spirit, thou wilt set our affection on things above. O Lord, that they might not be on the things of this earth which perish. O Lord, lift us up. Lord, and thou knowest where each of thy people are this night, where they are, that state that they are in. Thou seest into their hearts, thou knowest. And we pray, O Lord, that in thy eternal purposes there might be a lifting up of the downcast. There might be a lifting up of those arms that hang down, the strengthening of the weak knees, that help and strength given unto some soul, Lord, to go on in that way. O Lord, to look up unto thee, to trust in thee. And O Lord, that our eyes might be indeed up unto thee. That by faith, O Lord, there might be a looking up. There might be a looking unto thee, Lord Jesus. A looking unto thee, and might there be that cry in the soul unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, O Lord. And thy poor and needy ones, Lord, thou hast promised to such that thou wilt watch over them, that thou wilt be with them, that thou wilt grant that water for them, that thou wilt make that water to flow. And so, Lord, we pray that thou wilt come to thy poor and needy ones. O Lord, that in our gathering together this night, thou wilt not send any empty away. Lord, that by thy power, O Holy Spirit, there might be a feeding of us on that bread of heaven, that water of life for the good of our never dying soul. And oh, hear that cry of that one, my soul, Lord, leave me not, forsake me not utterly. How long? How long, O Lord, hear the cries of thy crying ones. O Lord, that thou wilt return, that thou wilt come unto them, that thou wilt lift them up. Speak the word only. O Lord, thou art able. O Lord, break through the hardness of our heart, the unbelief that is in us, the doubts, the fears, the anxieties. Lord, dispel the darkness. Oh, shine as that light that shineth in darkness, that thou art the truth, the way, the light, that thou art the light of the world, of thy people. And so, Lord, oh, might there be a shining forth of thee this night into our hearts, O Lord, we pray. And we come pleading these things, O Lord, pleading thy name that is above every name. O Lord, that we might be truly, O Lord, found in that coming to thee, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Lord, grant then, oh, those answers to those cries of thy crying ones concerning their soul and their need of thee, Lord. And as we come to thy word, might it be indeed used of thee, O Lord, that it might be a living word to a living soul. O Lord, as that angel spake those words, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. And might there be those eyes granted unto us to look unto thee, Lord Jesus, as our living Saviour. O Lord, so help us then. Lord, for without thee we can do nothing. Lord, thou art the fount of thy people. Thou art the source of that that is good unto us. And, O Lord, come to thy longing ones, thy crying ones, we would pray. So watch over us now. In our gathering together, put thine arm about us, keep us from that that would disturb us without. But O much more, Lord, that that is in us. Those enemies within us that would destroy our peace if they could. O proud self, the love of sin in our own nature, and the enemy of our souls, never far away, O Lord. Oh, put thine arm about us, keep us from those enemies without and those enemies within. Lift us up, Lord, lift up our eyes unto thee. Oh, we pray, Lord, forgive our many, many sins, thought, word, deed, head to foot, inside, outside, Lord. Thought, word, deed, O Lord, wash, pardon our every sin in thy precious blood. And O might the sinner cry, my sin washed in the blood of the Lamb. O help us then, O Lord, help us, we pray. Lord, hear the cry, O Lord, of thy crying one, Lord, help me. Lord, those real cries, hear those cries, brought out in the soul. Lord, thy ear ever open. And as thou dost hear the cries that go up, Lord, might there be answers. Leave us not. Leave us not. And, O Lord, search us out, as we read in those words of those lips, that our lips indeed might be unfeigned, without falsehood, without deceit. O keep us from words, O Lord, with no meaning. Keep us, O Lord, from that vain repetition. O Lord, prayer wrought out, prayer, Lord, without ceasing, in that cry, that desire, mine's an urgent pressing case. O Lord, grant that importunity, grant that continued help unto that one in that knocking, Lord. Lord, thou knowest who they are and where they are. Lord, grant that coming boldly to the throne of grace and prove it to be that place where help is found in time of need, that need in providence and in grace. Lord, thy work, O work in our midst, help us now. Watch over this people here. Lord, we would commend them unto thee. Grant help unto those that have the responsibility of the place, that there might be that upholding of them, that strength given, the upholding of their arms. O Lord, I might now hear the prayers that go up. O that thou would work in the midst, that there might yet be added unto them such as should be saved, that thy work might be performed. O Lord, and O that thou wilt watch over the children, the young people. O Lord, O hear prayer for them. One of their number in hospital be with her. And so grant, Lord, that laying of one and another before thee in that love of the gospel. And hear prayer for thy people throughout this world, where'er they are. Lord, thou dost see the gatherings of thy people, the setting forth of thy word, and that time appointed for the ingathering of each one of thy people till that time when that last one in thy book is brought from darkness unto light. Lord, that time that none of us know except for thee, for that time that will come. And grant, Lord, O Lord, that we are among those who are ready, who are looking for thine appearing. Keep us then, Lord, keep us, Lord, from ourselves, from leaning upon anything and any, Lord, save thee. Help us now, as we would ask all, for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 89. When Adam by transgression fell, unconscious fled his maker's face, linked in clandestine league with hell, he ruined all his future race. The seed of evil once brought in, increased and filled the world with sin. Hymn 89.
Thank you.
the Lord might help, I would direct your thoughts this evening to the book of the Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 13. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I might, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight and consider that this nation is thy people. And in particular, the beginning part of this verse, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. Great mercy, if you and I know anything of that was felt in the heart of Moses, and that expressed in these words, for they are not those words that are known by man in their fallen nature. They are not those words that any of us know as we are born into this world, dead in trespasses and sin. For your heart, my heart, as we are born into this world, is an enmity to the things of God. You have sung that hymn of hearts, the truth of it, but oh, another thing, the reality of it. In that question, as we are found in this place this night, who maketh thee to differ one from another? And it will be these words, sovereign grace or sin abounding. Sovereign grace. The sovereign electing love and mercy and choice of Almighty God, of a people known from all eternity, and the covenant of electing love and mercy, that people, the love of the Father, in the choice of a people. No merit in them whatsoever. Loved because he would love. The sovereignty of Almighty God. And the love of the Eternal Son to that people given unto him. And the love of God the Holy Spirit unto that people. In that work of grace begun and carried on unto the end. No, yes, the love of the Lord Jesus unto you, unto me, the love of Almighty God unto his people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But O, child of God, when we look into our own hearts, can we not cry and sing, O, the love of God to sinners, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And as we go on in the way, feel more and more in that returning unto the Lord all honour and glory for his unchangeableness, his unchanging love and mercy to you and me, if we are his. For it is indeed, child of God, of his mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. The covenant of electing love and mercy unto his people, unto you, unto me, if we are his. Sovereign grace, or sin abounding. And as Paul wrote to the Ephesians, those in that church brought out from idolatry, brought out from that darkness, of the evil of that darkness. Read how they sowed those books. Writes to them, reminds them that their salvation, elect from the foundation of the world, for by grace are ye saved, through faith. And these words that you and I will need in that reminding, in that keeping us of us at his feet, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Grace grace. And we would not speak judgmentally, but oh, that none be deceived, for by grace are ye saved, nothing of the creature. Christ and Christ alone. And anything else, no matter what it might be guised up as, is creature ability and creature strength. And that will perish at last, not of yourselves, all of him. Child of God, it may be summed up in the words of the hymn writer, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. But oh, the mercy is this. As the apostle set it forth, that of a truth, that the Lord Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That the Lord Jesus is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Uttermost sinners. Fell sinners. Oh, deep, dark, died sinners. That the Lord came into this world not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. And sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. And as that hymn spoke of sin and the entering in of it and death by sin, we spoke a little of that this morning. So that promise of that one that would come and bruise the head of Satan, even that speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. So Moses coming before the Lord, pleading, the free, unmerited favour of Almighty God, for such is grace. And as we may have said before, if you and I are brought to the reality of what that means, it will be, why me? Why me? Why, dear Lord, such as me, when thousands come, starved and come, those brought to feel their need, that work of the Holy Spirit and the work of grace that work of conviction, that work of awakening. Oh, we may, and we speak reverently, speak of that in the experience of it. But where that work is in that soul, in your soul, my soul, in that work, the showing of us of what we are, that there is a God. And in our lives we may have carried on as though there was no God. And it may have been outwardly. And it may have been inwardly. Till that time. That time. Ordained from all eternity. May sing those words, He who fixed my first and second birth. The appointed time rose on apace, not to propose, but call by grace. That bringing in to that realization that we have sinned against Almighty God, and that hell is our just desert. And in that work of the Holy Spirit, it is as the Lord spoke to Nicodemus of that wind blowing where it listeth. Thou canst not tell the sound thereof, whither it goeth, whither it cometh. But it is the work of Almighty God. In the searching out, in these things, in that looking of that work in our soul, it is that work unlooked for. There may be, have been that carrying on and then the bringing to that place, why am I thus? Why these thoughts? Why this blackness? Why these concerns? And as we said, we may now be able to speak of that work of conviction of sin, but at that time, that went on inside in that turmoil. And in that work of the Holy Spirit, that opening of those eyes blind, Isaiah speaks those words, writes those words, a bringing of the blind by a way that they knew not. And so it is, child of God. Is it not in that tracing out of the Lord leading, bringing you even to this place this night? That in the experience, as Newton sings of amazing grace or pens those lines, I once was blind, but now I see. The work from beginning to end, all of Almighty God. Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. The Philippian jailer. Intent I'm seeing that treatment and security of Silas and Paul and that earthquake. What must I do to be saved? That shaking, as it were, of the foundations of the building, but oh, much more, the shaking of his very soul. In that concern for his soul, where there had been no concern. And so that work of grace. And through and by that work of the Holy Spirit, that bringing of those eyes, those blind eyes open, to see that in the Lord Jesus Christ, in that name of the Lord that they had not seen before. It may be with some sitting under the truth and hearing that name set forth, but now, that name, and with others, perhaps to our shame, that name taken in vain, that name mocked, rejected. Oh yes, outwardly, but as we said, it may have been inwardly. Now that in our soul that draws to that name, even the Lord Jesus Christ, if I have found grace in thy sight, if, Lord, I am truly one whom thou hast loved from all eternity. And our thoughts went to those words of hymn 199, I believe it is, Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. And that opening of our eyes to see. And in that way that the Lord works in the heart of each of his people, that bringing of them to see the Lord Jesus is the sinner's only hope, the sinner's only plea. That precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanseth from all sin. And if not in the words of the experience of it, that cry of the sinner, give me Christ or else I die. That opening of blind eyes. If I have found grace in thy sight, and these are they that come to the throne of grace, to the mercy seat. We sang those lines in that hymn. Though all are sinners in God's sight, There are but few so in their own. To such as these our Lord was sent. They're only sinners who repent. And it is that work of grace, that work in the heart, as we may have said before, where that true work of grace is in the heart, then there will be that desire in that soul, and yes, the warfare that is before, to walk, to do the will of the Lord. Taught in the experience of it that ye are not your own, but ye are bought with a price, even the precious blood of the dear Lord Jesus, brought the Saul of Tarsus was to that place, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? But oh, if it is that outward walk, a form of religion, no power, that of creature strength and ability will prove to be that deceit at last. If that venturing, and in that work of those that have found grace before the Lord, free and sovereign grace, it will be also in that known, in communion with the Lord in prayer at the throne of grace, at the mercy seat. We had thought to read that portion concerning Saul of Tarsus. Behold, he prayeth. Behold, he prayeth. Behold, she prayeth. And child of God, that time, oh, there may have been prayers, but that time when that prayer was wrought out in the heart, that work of the opening of our blind eyes, the unstopping of our deaf ears, that causing of that tongue to speak, the dumb now speaking, made alive unto the Lord, and that walking in that desire to do the will of the Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And it is in that desire that we are brought in that work of grace, that it is perhaps that looking back of those things that we've had to be taught in these things, but to look at that work of that new birth, that conversion, that work of Almighty God in the soul of each one of his people, that desire to walk in that way that he will have us to go. And why, child of God, because there is that love drawn out unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Moses here, in that way, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. That desire, child of God, is it not to be in that way that the Lord will have us to be in? And there is this also, as Moses expressed in that concern, that rebellion of the people, not to go up without the presence of the Lord, that felt presence, that upholding presence, that strengthening presence, that supporting presence. If thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. And I believe, child of God, it will be that real prayer, that real concern as we come to those places in our lives. Not to go up in a way, being left to ourselves. We would not speak of self, but we were in a place once applying for a promotion, a post in our career. We laid the matter before the Lord in that cry, if thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. And it was not the Lord's will. And we can look back and see the wisdom of that. O nature, disappointed, but the wisdom of Almighty God in the overruling purposes in our lives. And we had thought, and we would speak for a few moments of that way. Show me now thy way. And that teaching in it, child of God, as we read those words in the 17th Psalm, that as we are brought to walk in that way, as the Lord shows us what is in our hearts, believe we will be brought to that cry, that prayer of David, hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. It will be in that path of prayer. We would speak reverently and again not judgmentally, but it will be that real prayer wrought out. Lord, hold thou me up. Lord, keep me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, direct me. Keep me from falling. Keep me from myself. Lord, be my strength, be my help. And it will be in that teaching of us. Thoughts when thinking upon the text earlier this afternoon of those words in Deuteronomy concerning that way that the Lord led, that remembering of that way, and how in that chapter it goes on to speak of that forgetting of the Lord, of that showing what was in the heart. And it will be in that pathway, that showing of us, of what we are, that warfare within, and the sin. We do not say this in any fatalistic way, but that sin that doth beset us so easily, says the Scriptures. The indwelling sin, presumptuous sin, secret sin. And O child of God, the unbelief, the disobedience, the rebellion, but oh, what a mercy. And again, we do not say this in any fatalistic way, but in that teaching and reality of it, mercy, mercy, love and mercy. The psalmist knew something of it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We may have said before, but in that psalm where there is that refrain, as it were, and his mercy endureth forever, I believe we are brought to those places in the pathway where there is that returning unto the Lord in that thankful heart, that his mercy endureth forever. Every step, we would not speak for exaggeration, but every step that the Lord's people are brought to walk out, yes, those arms underneath, the love of the Lord over them, that banner over them, love. But every step, approving that his mercy endureth forever. But oh, much more, child of God, not to add to the Scripture, but in the experience of it, the unchanging love and mercy of the Lord. As we said earlier, his mercy, that we are not consumed, but hold thou me up, that my footsteps slip not, knowing that deceitful heart, knowing what is in us, so that cry unto the Lord, Almighty God, to keep us, to uphold us, to be with us in that way. If thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. Oh, our hearts deceitful, desperately wicked. But where there is that work of grace, there will be, I believe, that bringing of us to the reality and the experience of these words. If I have found grace in thy sight, Show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. The time is gone, that the Lord might grant us that to take home, and to know, as that desire is, I believe, as the child of God goes on in that way, that the Lord will have us to go. And that bringing then of us to know and to feel and to, in our heart, in our soul, that felt presence of the Lord with us. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Lord, that foretaste that I am thine. Oh, the Lord, pardon what we've said amiss. Amen.
Last Lord's Day amounted to £605, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close with hymn 1059. Jesus, the truth, the way, the sure unerring light, on thee my feeble soul I'd stay, which thou canst lead aright. 1059.
Dear Lord, what a mercy thy word declares. And having loved them, he loved them unto the end, as we have sung. Part us with thy blessing, O Holy Spirit, come comfort each one of thy people. Grant that for their soul to feed upon, that they are thine. And O Lord, any that sit in concern, might there be that bringing into concern. O Lord, for we know not the time nor the hour when thou wilt come in each of our lives, that day of our death. O Lord, grant us that cry, and the reality of it, make me to know mine end, that we are thine. Help now, bless this people, be with those gathered in, to return in safety. Do help in all things, we pray. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.